Welcome to Joshua Montel audio blog, and this time I want to review the WWE Raw episode of 6th of June 2011. Well, it was a very great episode, and the show started off with the winner of the Tough Enough competition. But personally, I didn't watch the show. I mean, I didn't watch the Tough Enough competition at all. So I don't really know how qualified they are on becoming a superstar. But the two finalists were in the ring when the show kicked off, and in my opinion, if I look at the two guys, and I thought probably the left, I don't know what their name are actually, because I haven't watched Tough Enough at all. I mean, maybe watch one episode, but it's the beginning of the show, so I don't know who's who of Tough Enough. But I don't think the right person won. But yeah, that's not to me to judge. I didn't watch Tough Enough at all. So yeah, Vince McMahon was at the show, and it was pretty cool to see him. And Steve Austin was back as well, and yeah, he's one of my all-time favorites. So it's really cool to see him again, even though the WWE is PG right now. It felt like they're going back towards the Attitude Era. I mean, not like they're back with all the curses and everything. Although I did hear some dirty words, and but some word of God they bleeped obviously. They drank beer. I mean, pretty cool. The show also kicked off with a match, obviously, and was Santino versus not David Otunga, but the other guy. The other guy is Michael McGillicuddy. That kind of sucked. I didn't think Santino would win the match via Cobra. I mean, it's probably the worst wrestling hold or wrestling finisher in the WWE. I don't know why. Yeah, he would win a match, but probably to get the feud for the tag team titles, because the new Nexus, consisting of Michael McGillicuddy and David Otunga, are the champions. The Divas match was nice for what it was, obviously. And it was pretty cool to see Zack Ryder on Raw. He didn't see his entrance theme, it sucked. So that means he would lose. And yeah, but I hope to see more of him on Raw, because Zack Ryder is probably the most underrated WWE superstar at the moment. And if you watch his his YouTube show, Long Island IZ, you see how talented he actually is. He's hilarious. You should watch it. You should check it out. It's the best. A feud between Booker T and the All-American Jack Swagger was kind of lame match. It was really cool to see Booker T back, obviously because it was a Tough Enough final and he was one of the trainers. But the big part of the match was Booker T winning by countout. It was kind of stupid. My props go out to CM Punk vs. Rey Mysterio. I mean, we have seen the match many, many times, and this match was really good, really. In my opinion, match of the night. Obviously, CM Punk will be gone from WWE in a short time period. But I hope it's going somewhere. I hope he will stay in WWE for a long, long while, because he's probably the most interesting character on the WWE's Raw. Let's go to the main event. It pitted John Cena and Alex Riley, who recently turned face, against The Miz and R-Truth. The match was so-so. I don't think it was a very special match. And by the way, Steve Austin was the guest referee. The match ended when Steve Austin stunned The Miz, and John Cena gave an FU as well to The Miz, and then pinned him. Oh well, it was good. And the Raw GM said next week there's going to be a 3-hour special WWE All-Star, and Steve Austin will be the special guest GM. I look forward to that episode. So yeah, this was WWE Raw. Can't wait for next week. Bye.